This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're going to do another edition of Quarterbacks with Kirk Cousins?
Here's the thing, Mike.
I can't wait to see this.
When I saw that this morning, it was announced that Jared Goff, Joe Burrow, and yes, Kirk O'Chains himself will be appearing on the second edition of Quarterbacks.
Oof.
Oh, my goodness.
Going into someone's trap.
And yeah. There's going to be a lot of that. Man. And then there's also going to be a lot of capitulation, Mike.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
From Kirk as the season unfolds.
I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical error.
Here's instantly what came to my mind. How are he and his agent, Mike McCartney, going to spinaroo this one to make it look like he was done dirty in Atlanta?
Well, I think more importantly, how are Carl and I going to get on Netflix complaining about Kirk Cousins?
Very true.
I mean, you need to have the ugly, angry reaction of like the Falcon fans with pitchforks and torches and Carl and I stoking the flames. I mean, we need to be. There's been a number of times there's been storylines and, you know, networks have come in and shot us. And it's funny because you can always tell when there's TV cameras in the studio, because and Ori can attest to this. And it's something I learned from Steak, is to speak in the ultimate TV soundbite where you just get ramped up. Well, I'll tell you what's got to happen this week. So if they're looking for some content, we can provide that when it comes to Kirk Cousins and this crazy roller coaster soap opera. One thing for certain, if we could get a third round pick, and that's exactly what we got for Matt Ryan after, unfortunately, he got devalued and the Falcons lost all leverage once they made an ill-fated attempt, an ill-advised attempt to go after Deshaun Watson a couple years ago, about the same time of the year. But a third round for Cousins, if Josina Anderson is accurate, now who are they fielding calls from?
Well, let's look at the teams that are left, shall we? You have the Browns, who I would think would still be the most likely option, even though now apparently there's rumors that they're flirting with Carson Wentz to potentially be their quarterback. Oh, my goodness. You have the Giants, who are still uncertain. You have the Titans that are still uncertain. And now the Steelers become all that more in play because apparently, Mike, Minnesota's off the Aaron Rodgers train.
Yeah, which didn't make a lot of sense. I mean, I don't know what the story is with J.J. McCarthy. I mean, we know what's happened with Anthony Richardson up in Indianapolis, and this guy hadn't even played a down yet. And, you know, he was looking great. He certainly threw a bunch of touchdown passes in preseason. Didn't look like the game, you know, albeit preseason, but the game was pretty much coming to him. And then he has the injury. And then you hear about him putting weight on. And anytime a story like that leaks, you're like, well, that's coming right from the team. You know, they're not happy that he put on some LBs. You know, like he's put on his freshman 15 in the NFL in the offseason. So we'll see. But I would think, look, you don't draft a guy top 15, you have to go use him at some point.
Well, exactly. And you're basically saying by bringing in Aaron Rodgers, you're basically saying we don't believe in you yet,
right?
Because you're not ready to take the reins.
We're not willing to believe that you can do what Jaden Daniels did or what Bo Nix did.
Exactly.
Certainly, Caleb Williams couldn't do it for a number of reasons, but they've tried to address some of that with Chicago. And we believe in Michael Penix Jr. But you know, it's funny. I had this when we were up in. And by the way, let me start the show by mentioning thanks to everybody. I mean, it was just the fact that we can thank everybody for showing up. Like 130 miles from the radio station up in Tennessee.
Awesome.
It was great. From towns like Tryon and Ringgold and Dalton, and even from Adairsville, we had folks who came all the way up to say hi to us and hang out. And one young man who was going to school at Tennessee, coming all the way from the south side, stopping up. But anyway, one of those guys, I'll give a shout out to Jesse, was talking about, you know, what exactly are we going to get? What exactly is Penix going to be? And you know, we were talking about all these big Falcon, he wore his Falcon gear. And I said, I like to think we feel that Penix is ready to go. He looked certainly up to the task of a big national audience on Sunday night. All the pressure. He threw a bad pick. Then he came back and threw a beautiful touchdown pass against the Commanders. Certainly, if the coach doesn't screw up clock management, we're in a position to maybe kick a game-winning field goal. So I think I see enough to say I believe in Penix. Because he was basically saying, no, everyone just kind of assumes Penix is good to go.
Yeah, I think people are saying that because they are tantalized by the talent because we see the big arm, like you said. We see the pinpoint accuracy when he's on. So there was nothing, at least we can say this, Mike. There was nothing that happened last season that would say that he's not. So you can, using that as the angle to say, well, now he's going to have a full offseason as the guy. Here's the only thing, though, Mike. Here's what I don't like. I don't like the idea of Kirk Cousins hovering. That's the only thing for me. So I really hope that these rumors are true and they're able to move him sooner than later. I get it. It's a business decision. They're doing what they said that they were going to do, which is what's best for the franchise, which right now is keeping Kirk Cousins. But like you said, if you're going all in on this guy, go all in on him and get me Gardner Minshew or somebody to back him up.
Well, I mean, we said it and a lot of guys thought we were kidding, but I mean, as far as the cost, and because he's still out there, is Jameis Winston. I mean, and I know some guys say, oh, come on, you can't do that. But he's capable. Look, if we lose, you know, not even going to say it. If you have to lose the starting quarterback for more than two or three games, and the season's lost anyway.
Right. It's a sunk cost.
There's just not many. Now, this is where you still have these people go, well, why don't we just keep Cousins? Can't do that. I mean, they're doing it the way they should. Carl's been on this from the jump. This is the way you play it. You know, if you can find a way to trade him, yes, that $10 million they just dumped last weekend, that goes away. That gets absorbed by the next team. There's ways to, you know, to mitigate some of these costs. But if you can find somebody who's either dealing with an injury or doesn't get what they want right now, maybe the Browns. I mean, look, the Browns have been the ones that have probably been the most, at least it's made it to the media, Chris, has seemed to be outspoken that they're interested in Cousins. They just don't want to pay for him.
Right. They're basically engaging in the world's most expensive game of chicken right now,
right,
which is $27.5 million and whatever potential pick you could get back for that. So you're sitting there as Kirk Cousins and his agent and his staff right now saying, all right, Falcons, well, I'm really hoping that somebody gets injured in camp or in the summer and I can go somewhere else. And if you're the Falcons, you're saying, yeah, buddy. That's what exactly we told you was going to happen. So when you went crying, knocking on Arthur Blank's door, trying to make a scene, and then that got let out to the media, it didn't do anything. It didn't change our mind one bit. Terry Fontenot came out, Mike, not once, but twice, doubled down on it and said, we are comfortable with Kirk Cousins as the backup. Now, a third-round pick changes that because you dump him for that in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. I would even say a fourth-round pick changes that.
Right.
But essentially, right now, what the Falcons are doing, they're saying, listen, until we get an offer that satisfies us, he's going to be here.
A third-rounder is what, as we said, you know, Matt Ryan, that's what you got from the Colts. I'd be happy that we don't have a third-rounder, as you guys know or may not know. We've only got a one, a two, and a four, and a seven. Two sevens, actually. So hopefully we could find a way to get some of those those picks. And then you want more picks to be able to move up and be somebody you desire in the third round, because last year they made a push for defense. And, you know, Rook, a row. We got to hope that this guy takes a big step. Now, I don't mind them risking it and, you know, risk it, no biscuit, but he's got to be the man. And last year, unfortunately, he was on IR for much of the season. He only got to play in eight games. That's why, you know, I can't tell you that Fontenot blew the draft last year because I haven't seen these guys play yet. We haven't seen, certainly, Braylon Trice, you know, Dorless Barely, you know, not even. So we'll find out where we're going to go and maybe get this thing done by the weekend. Or what do you think timeline? It'll be right before the draft.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.